always arrived to lectures on time. She was always around afterwards, 10, 15 minutes to answer any questions that you had. So she was kind of exactly what you wanted from a lecturer insofar as she was always accessible. She was always keeping us updated with any developments that were going on, particularly with the dissertation conference that's being arranged for afterwards, which is obviously quite good for kind of transferable skills for careers later.
And do you think that students next year will have a more difficult experience without someone like that who's been through the process already?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm not saying that the university doesn't have any other talent that it could redistribute onto the module, but she definitely did a good job. She's always a face that you could approach, and she was always someone who would wait in her own time to speak to you, even not in a professional capacity.
And I know that these politics students, a lot of them created a petition to try and keep her in the country that they tried to send off, but you actually had a personal email off me where it asked you not to sign that.
Yeah, apparently the petition that was created was done so in error, and some of the things that it was kind of asking you to sign to endorse were actually factually incorrect. So she did send an email just to say it's, you know, could do more damage than good to my case, so if you wouldn't, but she did appreciate the sentiment.
And do you think that the university could have done more for her in this regard, or could have been a little bit more open about the process?
To be honest, I'm not really I have absolutely no idea what the university's leverage is in the particular situation, but I would say that if there is any kind of power that it can exercise in the process, just definitely do so and stand by its employee.
So just finally, in your view, do you think that her leaving will be a bad thing for the students here at the University of Nottingham?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to work out that a specialist in the rising economy of this century doesn't need to be let go, she needs to be kept.